Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And as you know, I'm joined each and every Sunday with my wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Dale. How are you?
I'm marvelous this morning.
Marvelous. It's gorgeous out this morning, isn't it?
Absolutely beautiful.
This has been a great stretch of weather we finally had.
Is summer finally here? Do you think?
I think so.
I hope so.
According to the calendar, it is, but I think this weather has been like perfect summer weather the past week. So
I could really go for maybe 10 degrees warmer, but I'll take what we have.
I'll go 10 degrees warmer if I'm on the beach.
Okay. And knowing you, you probably will be going to the beach.
I was on the beach yesterday, yes.
I knew it. Yep. I knew it.
Yep. It was so nice in the city. I had to scoot on up over the bridge to Crystal Beach up in Canada and spent the day on the beach.
All right.
It was nice. What'd you do?
Yesterday or this week?
Both. Let's do this week.
This week, I was just filled with different meetings, and I attended the Buffalo Blaze Business First event.
How was that?
It was very nice. I met some amazing people, some good contacts, and some future guests that will be appearing on the show. I think Business First does a great job with, you know, also being the heartbeat of the business community and, just getting the community involved. I see a trend happening there where they are very, I think they're becoming a lot more inclusive and inviting different sectors of our community, not just one population. So you see,
they're diversifying more.
Yeah, diverse. That's a great way to to describe it.
So, yeah, good. I'm glad it was a good event.
Yes, but we have a lot of good things to talk about today. I'd like to say good morning to our producer.
Yes. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe. How are you this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Okay.
Great.
I don't hear the excitement in Joe just yet.
Joe is new to our team, so we're getting there with him.
Okay. Well, you're stuck with us each and every Sunday, Joe.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We hope you're glad to be here because we're excited to have you.
Oh, of course I am.
So how about you give us our sports update?
All right. The NHL offseason is in full swing, and there has been plenty of action on the trade market. On Friday, the Buffalo Sabres acquired defenseman Colin Miller from the Vegas Golden Knights in exchange for a 2021 second-round pick and a 2022 fifth-round pick. The Sabres are also rumored to have a deal in place to sign former first-round pick Curtis Lazar to a one-way contract. Lazar was drafted by the Ottawa Senators in 2013 and has spent the last three seasons in the Calgary Flames organization. Lazar's deal should become official on Monday afternoon once NHL free agency begins. The Arizona Coyotes made a move last night, acquiring two-time Stanley Cup champion and Phil Kessel from the Pittsburgh Penguins. Pittsburgh received Alex Galchenyuk and Pierre-Olivier Joseph. And in addition to Kessel, the Coyotes also received Dane Burks and a 2021 fourth-round pick. The Buffalo Bisons host the Syracuse Mets at 1:05 this afternoon, and you can catch that game right here on ESPN 1520. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Dale and Lauren, back to you.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Joe is rocking the Buffalo Bills cap. So does that mean that like football is in your blood?
Not as big of a football fan. Definitely more of a hockey fan, but definitely support the Bills.
Okay. All right.
Awesome.
Well, again, we have a great conversation in store today.
Let's get down to it.
That's right. The man, the myth, the legend, the guy with the golf club, and the master plan, Mr. Greg Liberto himself. Greg, welcome to Western New York at Work again.
Good morning, Dale.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. And you didn't come along alone this morning.
I did not.
Okay,
did
so not. Introductions.
I brought my secret weapon. So we're talking about mastermind groups today and how I started a golf mastermind group in Rochester as a result of this young gentleman right here by the name of Will Volvo. Will and I have known each other a couple of years. So, morning, Will.
Well, hi, Will. Welcome to Western New York at Work.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show, Dale.
Okay. So let's start with Will first. You know, tell us a little bit about yourself because you are the secret weapon. So let's start with the secret recipe first.
Well, my name is Will Valvo, and I've been reselling online goods on Amazon and eBay full-time for the last 2 years. And recently, I just dipped into online business consulting, where I help businesses increase profits and help them with different strategies and different approaches to make their business successful.
Okay, and every business needs that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, what brings you two together? And tell us more about how Greg, Will is your secret weapon.
Yes.
I want to know more of what's going on here.
Absolutely, as do I, right? It's pretty exciting stuff. So Will and I were introduced through a mutual friend, our chiropractor by the name of Mark Matizek. Mark, if you're listening, hello. Thank you for the introduction. And Will has talked to me or had talked to me a lot about enhancing my online marketing and my online brand. So it was about, I think, about a year ago this time, he said, you know, I really think that Instagram would be a good place for you to start marketing and focusing your efforts.
Do you have an Instagram handle?
I do.
What is it?
It's Birdie Golf, BERTIEGOLF.
Awesome. I'm going to follow you.
Sure. Please do. So Will got me started, and we got the account going, and it was about last fall where I started doing some direct messaging on Instagram to high school and collegiate golfers, because that's the area that I focus on, is helping them improve how they think about their game to play the best golf of their life. And we started making some traction, and long story short, we formed this group that's in Rochester called the Upstate New York Golf Mastermind Group, which is not only a direct response of me being involved in a few different mastermind groups, but a result of what Will and I have been working on for the past year or so, which is just making connections, getting to know people, and as a result, something really cool came from it, which is this very dynamic group.
Okay. So, Greg, you have an amazing story to tell that has some history. So let's talk a little bit first about Birdie Golf.
Sure. Yeah, well, the name actually came from a friend of mine in college who used to call me Birdie is my nickname, so the last name being Liberto. And as Lauren knows, because we have dads who are both in the Buffalo Fire Department as well as other family members. So, you know, we would get called Bird or Bert and Libert, you know, different nicknames, and my one friend called me Birdie. So I was talking to a colleague of mine last fall, and he said, you know, I think a good name for your business would be Birdie Golf. And I went, man, I love that, because a great score in golf is called a birdie, spelled a little bit differently, but it's very commonly known. So that's the brand that I'm focusing on for my golfer specifically. I love it. And Will, again, has been a big part in me helping me just get the website up and going, getting the brand a little bit more connected online so people better understand how I can help them.
Okay. And one of the things that I, you know, having known you for a couple of years, is that you really apply a very cognitive, mental way of approaching not only the game of golf, but business practices in the workplace and how individuals, you know, just the mental, I would say the mental process of golf, as well as the mental process, how to be successful in business. And with your collaboration with Will, you two have, I guess, formed this partnership or collaboration to take that to the next level, hence forming the mastermind concept.
Sure.
Or establishing that mastermind. So let's transition into that. Take us exactly where you want us to go.
Sure. Yeah, and Will and I have been part of a mastermind group for a couple of years now with another colleague of ours by the name of Debbie. And we're all growing and learning from each other. And that's what a mastermind group is all about. So it was first announced in 1916 by Napoleon Hill, who wrote the book called Think and Grow Rich that a lot of people are probably familiar with. But prior to that, he wrote a book called The Law of Success. And in that book, he introduced this concept of a mastermind group, which is essentially two or more people getting together to share, grow, learn, and evolve with each other. So when I first heard about the concept, it caught my attention. And then now Will and Debbie and I have had this mastermind group for a couple of years. I'm in two other mastermind groups, one in Rochester, one in Buffalo, with other business professionals. And Will and I were literally talking 6 weeks ago, and I said, you know, I should really start a mastermind group for golfers. And I said, I'm going to do it in Rochester. And you know, it sounded like a great idea. And a week later, we started the Upstate New York Golf Mastermind Group. We've got five people in it currently.
Okay.
So Will has been a huge part in making this all happen.
Thank you, Greg. And I absolutely agree with the mastermind meeting group being a key to your success recently, with Instagram being a great tool to utilize. I gave Greg the tools, and Greg, knowing Greg, if he takes action on everything you tell him, and he's had a lot of success with taking that action, and I absolutely am proud of him as my friend. And it's cool because he's never met these people on Instagram, or he met these people in real life, meet them on social media. And that's a big step, in my opinion.
So what I'm hearing, Lauren, please chime in, because one of the things I'm hearing is that now Instagram is really another social media tool that can be very, I guess, instrumental in helping you get your brand out there, increase the, you know, your brand awareness, take your business to the next level. Mm-hmm. Would that be an accurate statement, guys?
Very much so.
Yes.
How has Instagram really helped you kind of to build Birdie Golf and to build this mastermind group and kind of blend it together?
How did it happen, Lauren?
Like, how has it helped you?
How has it helped me? It's a great question. So great question, actually, because I had a lot of resistance to posting on social media, which I think a lot of independent business owners and solo entrepreneurs experience, because you feel like you're boasting, or maybe posting something about yourself that you don't feel real comfortable mm-hmm. in doing. You have to self-promote. So for the longest time, I had this resistance to it. And then when Will just kept saying to me, he goes, Greg, you just got to do it. You got to do it. You got to keep doing it. You got to keep posting. So one of the things that I do from a coaching perspective and personally is a daily commitment. So the time frame, the new science behind how long it takes to form a habit is 66 days. So I've been doing this daily commitment for a 66-day period over the last 2 years on multiple different things. And it was about earlier this spring, I said, okay, I'm going to post every single day on Instagram for 66 days. And I didn't do real well in the first 30 days, but somebody gave me a really helpful tip. Actually, a gal in my mastermind group in Rochester, who's a graphic designer, said, here's a way to make your post a little more aesthetically pleasing. And that just changed everything for me. And all of a sudden, posting became fun.
Yeah.
So I found this great app to put a real simple tip into a really cool-looking photo on my mm-hmm. Instagram page. And all of a sudden, people started following it and liking it. And the brand just sort of took off from there.
And the brand and the traction just continues to grow and grow. Someone asked me recently, too, about what's more important, like your logo or your social media. And I was like, well, you need your logo because that's going to be your brand on social media. That's what people see. So when they see like Birdie Golf and the logo of Birdie Golf, they recognize it. It sticks with them. And then they start to learn more and more, especially with your posting, about what Birdie Golf is and what you can do for your customers.
Sure. Yeah. And I think they're harmonically connected, mm-hmm. right? I mean, your logo and your overall brand are so vital to mm-hmm. how people perceive you and how they respond.
Yes, and social media as a whole, it's just another way of networking yourself, you know, putting yourself out there. You know, you go to a networking meeting, you meet, you know, maybe 15 people, get your brand out there. First, you could constantly reinforce your brand with hundreds of people, even thousands, on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And that's much more powerful than a local networking group.
I think we're lucky to have social media for anyone who's starting a business. So this day and age, it'd be wild not to have social media. It's free in many ways for businesses to build their brand, establish Absolutely. Themselves.
Right. And if it wasn't for Instagram specifically, I like Instagram. You know, Facebook has its place and it's great and there's a lot of benefits to it. Mm-hmm. The thing I really like about Instagram is it's all just positive news and positive feeds and positive information. So it's just this very warm, friendly environment, and it's also very visual. So posting some really aesthetically pleasing golf images with a tip is what people are attracted to. So that's a big part of your brand on Instagram is the quality of your photos and how people respond.
Absolutely.
So for anyone who's in business and they're not using Instagram, what we want to say to them? This is not a raise your hand. I didn't mean to put anyone on the spot, but I mean we're all business owners and. You know, and we know other business people, and some of us are very, I guess, you know, very fluent in the usage of Instagram, and others are not. So, you know, provide one tip for someone who's thinking about using Instagram or have never even used it, and you want to introduce them to it. What would that one tip be? I'll start with you.
I'd say just start. I mean, get your logo on there, start doing some posts, and connect with some people.
Okay.
Mine is the exact same, Dale. Let's just get started. And I would not be sitting here talking to you about this if it weren't for Will. So Will was not only instrumental in getting my page started, mm-hmm. but sticking with it and constantly reminding me, Greg, you've got to post, you've got to post, you've got to post. So
yeah.
Getting started is the key.
Just get started.
It didn't happen overnight.
Okay. Well, Buffalo, you're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a very short break, and we'll see you on the other side.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Hi, I'm Clinton Hawkins, franchise owner of Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. We believe home inspections are an important step in every home ownership. Whether you're buying or selling your home, an inspection is a critical step. During your inspection, you'll learn where to find the water shutoff valves, age of your hot water tank and furnace, when the roof might need to be replaced, and so much more. So give us a call at 716-608-6829 to schedule your Pillar to Post home inspection.
Are you looking for a magazine that can provide engaging and educational articles, purposeful and impactful advertising, and complete dedication to the Western New York community? Then you want Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine. With over 200,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages. Focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community, Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles and healthy tips to support a healthy lifestyle. Embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency, Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Visit BuffaloHealthyLiving.com or follow on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with my co-host Dale Martin. And today we're talking with Greg Liberto and Will about Greg's business, Birdie Golf, the mastermind group for golfers, and really how social media has helped him build the mastermind group and continue to build Birdie Golf's brand. Greg, tell us a little bit more about the mastermind group that you've launched in Rochester.
Sure. Yeah, and again, for those of you who are not familiar with the concept of a mastermind group, it combines peer learning with private coaching. So from my perspective with the Upstate New York Golf Mastermind Group specifically, it's a group of 5 high school and collegiate golfers ranging in ages from 15 to 19. So they're all learning from each other. They're all growing. They're finding out more about themselves. They're sharing some of their biggest challenges in the game. So they're exposing their fears or exposing their weaknesses, which is very liberating for them. And as a result, they're playing much better. So the concept is extremely effective. Will and I, from a business mastermind perspective, we're both elevating our games. And what's really interesting about the power of a group, it's not just the individual growth that you get, but it's more of 1+1=∞. So it's not just this finite limit to how much better you can get, but when you constantly gain advice and knowledge and feedback from in our case with the Business Mastermind Group, your peers, you're growing and learning all the time.
Right.
And Will and I are in contact with each other on a daily basis. So it's more than just the weekly meetings that we interact with, but it's now become pretty much daily.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, Greg, especially as a startup. I started up 2 years ago, and when we started this masterminding group, I didn't have anything to go upon with it. So I kind of formed as a group, and as a sole entrepreneur, it's sometimes hard to get ideas and bounce ideas by yourself because you're just it's just you.
Right.
So with this masterminding group, it was it's a great idea as far as building yourself and helping others along the way.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, the mastermind group I think is always a great concept because you get to learn from other business owners and kind of talk through maybe you're going through something and they've already went through it and kind of provide feedback on how they got through it to continue to grow their business and keep it going in the right direction, keep that momentum going.
Absolutely.
And I agree. And you have to be structured too. That's a big key to any group success. I've joined other groups and they didn't have a structure like ours. And there's you could just tell the lack in the group that would make it fail right from the beginning.
And I think there's a lot to be said about that. There are many business referral groups. Different mastermind groups out there throughout the city of Buffalo. And, you know, I guess they all have their, you know, they're all pros and cons. You know, you have BNI, you know, just, I mean, not to single them out, but let's talk a little bit deeper about your mastermind group and what you're looking to accomplish.
Sure. Yeah, so I am starting at 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the Reichert Hotel in Amherst on Main Street, right by the 290. We're doing a mastermind group for solo entrepreneurs. So for somebody who's listening to this show and they want to learn how to take their passion, their unique industry experience and talent, and create it into a scalable and repeatable income, that's what we're going to be discussing tomorrow evening at 7 p.m.
That's open to any solo entrepreneur?
Correct. Yeah, we're going to cap it at 8. So if anybody's interested, they can text me at 716-830-0808 to sign up. We have 8 seats available in total. The biggest, from my perspective, one of the most important things with a mastermind group, like Will said, is to have that structure, but you also need to limit it to a certain amount of people and to make sure that everybody has some time to talk about their one specific area that they want to improve in.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we do with the golf group is we get together every Tuesday for 2 hours. Everybody talks about a specific topic. They get feedback from the group, including myself, and as a result, they all get better.
In the golf mastermind group, now you said it's high school golfers, college-age golfers. You told me before the show, and I think it'd be great for listeners to hear, about one of your golfers that was in the mastermind group and how much it improved his game.
Yes.
Why don't you tell
Thank
us about
you.
That.
Oh, and I just got a chill as you said that because it's very, very fresh. So Friday, we're 5 weeks into the program, meeting once a week every Tuesday. 2 Division I golfers, 3 aspiring Division I golfers in the group. So these guys are all very talented, but they haven't been performing very well in competition. So one of my guys who goes to Bucknell, his name is Jason. He played in the Western New York Junior PGA Championship qualifier on Friday in Buffalo. For those of you who follow golf, he scored a 66 and a 69. It was a 36-hole event.
Wow.
He came in second place, and he's now playing in the Junior PGA National Championship in Connecticut next month.
That's huge.
It's a big deal.
What do you think drove his success? Obviously, he's a talented golfer, but do you think it's getting out of their own head? And the mastermind group just really helps them do that.
Absolutely, Lauren. So as Will knows, one of the big concepts that I teach is playing with a strategy. So it's a mindset that's going to have you focus from the first shot to the last shot, or it's a strategy that you can bring into every week or every meeting. But that's the biggest thing is Jason's learned how to play with a strategy. So he's not thinking so much about score.
Right.
He's more focused on what he needs to do to play his absolute best. And these guys are all just believing in themselves at a much higher level because they're all getting together every week and they're talking about what their areas for improvement are. There's a lot of similarities between them, but that's a big part of it, Lauren, is just believing in themselves at a much higher level and having a plan to go out and play their best and not focusing on the negatives.
Yeah, which can be huge.
Yes, the proof is in the pudding. Having a strategy and plan makes you accelerate at a whole nother level. I know many people throughout the years are just throwing darts at a board. They're not hitting their target because they don't have a strategy and they don't have a plan. Mm-hmm. And that's what Greg and his mastermind meeting groups will teach you, to have, not just for golf, but also for your business too.
So if you're a solo entrepreneur and you're in business, Greg, and you attend your event, and once again, the event is when and where?
Yep, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Reichert Hotel on Main Street in Amherst. It's the old Lord Amherst right by the 290. So it's for individuals who want to just have a sounding board of people to talk to about some challenges in their business, or if people are interested in taking their passion or their industry experience and creating a mastermind group of their own, we mm-hmm. can talk about that as well. So this is going to happen every week. After tomorrow, we'll talk about the time every week with the attendees. But this is something that I'm passionate about, as Will knows, is helping other solo entrepreneurs. So I have my golf group in Rochester, and then we have our solo entrepreneur group in Buffalo.
And that sounding board that you just described, so I interpret that as an individual, he or she is experiencing some type of pain in their business, and they want to alleviate that pain. Mm. And so they're in a room of like-minded individuals, the mastermind group, and from there, he or she will achieve what? If you were to finish the sentence.
Absolutely. So basically what they're going to do is be able to navigate through some of their challenges and get beyond those and fast forward where they want to get to in their life and their business.
Why wouldn't anyone want not to attend something like that? You know, because it's helping, it's medicine for your business.
Totally. Yeah. And you guys know you're all mm-hmm. individual mm-hmm. business owners, right? It can be like an island where you feel like you have nobody else to talk to a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And if you have a private coach that you're working with, that's great. But a mastermind group is different because there's multiple people. So think about the four of us along with Alex over here, right? The five of us, right? We're sitting in a room and we're all talking about our specific challenges that we have. Will's giving advice. Dale's giving advice. Lauren, I'm leaving that meeting with advice from right. four like-minded people who can look at my business very objectively and say, hey, Greg, did you ever think about doing this? So one of the most important things that happened about a month ago is when Debbie and Will said to me, stay focused on marketing just the Upstate New York Golf Mastermind Group, because I wanted to market another group for entrepreneurs at the time, and I wanted to do this, but I needed to get this golf mastermind group going and get some right. traction with it, which we have now. So we have five attendees. We're going to be adding three more to bring it up to eight in total. We're going to do the same thing in Buffalo. We're going to add another golf group in Rochester. So by them giving me the advice to just stay focused on marketing the Upstate New York Golf Mastermind Group, I've been marketing to that group more consistently and more effectively than I have with anything.
And yes. now you're about to bring it to Western New York.
Absolutely.
So, and I just want to go back to the mastermind group tomorrow night, this for solo entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of the mastermind groups in the area have like membership fees. Is there mm-hmm. a membership fee for this group? If so, can you tell us how much it is?
Absolutely. Great question, Lauren. So the first session is always free. If Great. Somebody wants to just come in and check it out, see what it's all about. Mm-hmm. After that, it's $125 per session. If you purchase an entire month, it brings it down to $100 a session,
oh,
so
cool.
$400 for the month. But the return on investment, it's not even really about the spend. It's more about focusing on what you're going to gain from it. So this is exactly what the golfers in Rochester are paying currently. Mm-hmm. That's just to improve their golf game. There's yeah. no financial ROI for them other than qualifying and winning tournaments, right? That's
right.
a pretty nice ROI.
Absolutely.
But for business owners, you're going to be able to, you know, double, triple, quadruple, 10 times your investment. So if you just take the concept of a mastermind group and applying mm-hmm. it to your niche industry, and you can see how you can start generating consistent and scalable yeah. income every week and every month.
That's awesome.
Right. And again, Greg, please provide your contact information, because I think what you're sharing with everyone is that here's an opportunity to grow as an individual, yep. a solopreneur, grow your business, and we want the community to be a part of it.
Appreciate it, Dale. Yeah, so 716-830-0808 is the best way to get a hold of me, text or phone call. Let me know if you want to join us tomorrow or at a future event.
Okay.
And you can follow Birdie Golf on Instagram.
Absolutely.
It's real quick. I did it while we were sitting here.
Thank you, Lauren.
And also very quickly, Will, you had mentioned that your business, you do online selling and shopping, I think we heard. Very quickly. Yep. How can they contact you as well?
You can reach me on my Facebook page at Will Buy and Sell, or my email, WilliamValvo20@gmail.com. Thank you, Dale.
Fantastic. Great. Another interesting conversation each and every Sunday here at West New York at Work.
Always.
Lauren, any parting thoughts?
No, just have a great week. And happy 4th of July. 4th of July, I can't believe, is already Thursday of this week. So I hope everyone has a safe and wonderful 4th of July holiday weekend.
Well, Buffalo, you heard it first right here at West New York at Work. Have a beautiful Sunday, a great day, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.